For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast today. It's kind of a aftercast of celebrity type thing, almost like a least of these for both stories here in the aftercast today, because I saw one I just could not put down, and I'm not sure where I land on it. I'm not sure, because I want to judge it, obviously, because I'm very super judgy. But no, I want to have an opinion on it, but then I'm not sure because I don't have all the information. So Britney Spears, mm-hmm. Okay, less than 5 months after her conservatorship ended, because her dad ran her conservatorship because they felt that she could not make good decisions even as an adult, despite the fact that she had been married to K-Fed. Remember K-Fed? Kevin Federline?
Yes.
Backup dancer, has 2 kids with him, 15 and 16 years old now. They felt she couldn't make decisions, so they controlled, or he controlled, her finances, her career, even the ability to marry and birth control. Like, it was a lot. And so then you're like, okay, what do they know that we don't know? You know, mm-hmm. Is it one of those things where they're trying to control, manipulate, and take all the money? Or, like, was she literally not able to take care of herself because she grew up a childhood star and was broken from that? You know, and you just don't know where the truth lies.
Right.
So she posted on Instagram, I lost so much weight to go on my trip to Maui, and then I gained it all back. She complained, that she was gaining weight. But then she's like, I thought, geez, what happened to my stomach? My husband said, no, you're food pregnant, silly. So I got a pregnancy test, and turns out I'm having a baby. That was her quote. So now, just 5 months after getting freedom from the conservatorship, she's married and she has a child on the way at 40 years old. So here's the question. Like, is this the natural state of things? She would have done this 10 years ago had there not been the conservatorship, or because the conservatorship ended, the things that people feared for her are now coming true. You know, see what I mean?
Yes. So first off, she's engaged.
Oh, I thought she was married.
No, she's not married. She's engaged to this man. And I believe he's a bit younger than her.
28.
Oh, okay. And she's 40.
Right.
Which is not to say that's a bad thing. But I think that she does well when she's on stage. There are rules. You know where to stand. You know what to dance. You know what to sing. But then when she's left to her own accord, then she might be making some really bad judgment calls.
It's the third rail sometimes.
Right. But also you have to think she got started when she was tiny.
Oh, yeah.
She was started at the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was a itty bitty baby. She's raised in the society's eyes, she never had a chance to grow up. So you hear this all the time. Once they get freedom, that's when they just go out.
And I think that that's probably what people around her feared, but then they were over-controlling instead of... I don't know, because again, you don't know the situation. Like, so would partnering with her...
We know more than we should, because they air out their dirty laundry online.
Right. Like, partnering with her in her mental health, you know, to let her have a normal life and, you know, still have some constraint would have been probably the better way to go, but maybe that wasn't possible.
Yeah. And also my heart goes out to her because, you know, she has 2 sons, but I'm sure she wanted another child. And so now that she's getting the chance, I just hope that that baby isn't being born with already expectations to fix things, because babies aren't meant to fix
that
things.
That is one of the worst things that you can do. Like, you see it all the time. Here's the progression in relationships that are in trouble, okay? So you're dating, you have problems dating, and sometimes people think, well, we'll move in together. That'll solve the problems. We're just not spending enough time together. So then you move in together. You're still having problems. You know what? It wasn't that. It's just that we're not married. So we're going to get married. That's going to solve all of our problems. Mm-hmm. Then 2 years later, you're like, man, I still can't stand you. And instead of thinking, boy, we should never have done this, you go, you know what'll fix this? We need to have a kid. We have a kid. We're both going to grow up. We're going to get unselfish. We're going to be responsible. And this is going to bring us together. It's a piece of the two of us. And it doesn't.
Well, and in this situation, I don't know if it's so much fixing a relationship. I'm wondering if the baby is to fix her. So she probably wants to prove that she is a good mom, because when she was trying to raise her two sons, she was always getting belittled and judged for.
Well, she was a mess back then. She was, at the time, too, she had mental health issues. She had to check herself into facilities. She had alcohol issues.
She dealt with depression.
Yeah, for sure.
But she had to keep up this facade. But now that she knows that that's something that she's prone to, I'm just hoping that she'll take better care of herself and that she's not making like a early announcement.
I don't care how old this guy is. You know, she's 40, she's 28. If it was reversed, you know, guys, we'd be like, yeah, way to go. You know, you dated a 28-year-old at 40, you know. Like, I don't, there's a double standard that exists with that. And for me, in looking at this from the outside, if this guy's like, is truly good for her, regardless of his age, then great. Mm-hmm. Like, if it helps her move forward and helps her become, you know, a healthy person again. And if the baby does that, great. I fear that it's reactionary to, I'm free. Because how many times does that happen?
And you have an accident.
Yeah. When you get freedom. Yeah. When you get freedom, a lot of times you go crazy. Happened to Howard Stern. Okay. So inside of radio, we are bound to, they call it the seven dirty words. There are seven swear words you cannot say. And if you say them, you get fined by the FCC. You know, and if you say them in Christian radio, you get fired, fined, and sent to hell. So, like, it's a lot at stake.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, you know. But what happened with Stern was, and, like, he went to Sirius. So he went from terrestrial radio, like you listen to radio, you know, in your car, to Sirius XM. And Sirius XM had no guardrails for him. He could do anything he wanted to do, could say anything he wanted to say. And I remember listening to him early on in that, and the F word is being dropped everywhere. All the things you couldn't do before, all of a sudden there were no rules, and so he did them all. You know, but what was interesting was you would think that freedom was like, oh, good. And he went crazy with the freedom. But then even he pulled back off of that, because there's something about restraint. There's something about, like, that's why Nate Bargatze's comedy works so well. There are so many times he could take a joke and use a dirty word to emphasize it, give it a punch. But instead, he looks for a creative word that's a clean word and makes it funnier. Mm-hmm. The restraint actually makes his comedy better. And the same thing with Stern. When he pulled it back and the restraint then put him back into focus a little bit more, and he wasn't having to crutch, or he wasn't just defaulting to the, you know, language and stuff like that that really didn't add anything, and it actually detracted from what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll just have to see how it plays out. Yeah. I'm just hoping that, you know, this baby isn't brought into something that's not a good
situation. That's the thing. I mean, that's the hard part
for
kids.
That it ends up being a child raising a child.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And kids have no choice in the matter, man. They don't get to choose their parents. They get drug into this stuff, and it's sad. So hopefully that won't be the case for her. What do you got, Lady Rock?
All right, so I have a list put together of movies that got a lot of reaction, like they were popular. But looking at them, you're like, why were they so popular? I don't get it. So the first would be Avatar. I never saw it, but the blue people,
yes,
like Smurfs.
I saw it. It's long. Gavin, you're a film studies guy. Did you like Avatar?
I mean, it was like the pivot of excellent animation
technology
within film, which is great. but I just have no inkling to watch it again. And they're supposed to be making a bunch more of them with sequels. And it just,
so I think Disney owns them now, so they're going to definitely like go nuts with it.
Yeah, it's just not like a super interesting world to me.
And it was one of those worlds, too. It was kind of like the, wasn't it about like the environment that they were living in, and it, almost like an environmental thing, like the environment's being, you know.
Yeah, it was like us invading another planet to take its resources at the expense of
That's
the
what was,
natives.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh, wow. Well, we've done that before here. Yep. Art imitating life. Critique. I was not a big fan of that movie for sure. The ride at Disney, however, the Avatar ride at Disney World is fantastic.
Ooh, nice.
It is fantastic.
Is it still there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They actually, it's a newer ride, which is how I'm going, oh, I bet they're going to do a lot with this franchise. But you sit on this thing that's supposed to be one of the animals that flies, and it locks you into the seat. You're straddling this thing like riding a horse. And it's all a video screen, like motion ride. Yeah. But as you're riding and you're flying, you can feel the horse, the lungs breathing below you.
So
it extends, it rises and contracts. It's really cool. It's an immersive experience that I thought was really good.
Very interesting.
Inception was another one. They said it was more pretentious than ambitious.
Yeah. Again, like I remember things holistically. Like I remember watching Inception and being like, all right, I'm a little lost through parts of it. And then I was like, okay, I think it was okay, but I got lost. Anything with like time travel and
like, wait, where are we?
In somebody's dream.
Yeah, and futuristic stuff.
How did we figure that out?
Yeah, I get lost at that stuff.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Is that the new one or the early one?
No, Christopher Nolan had three Batman movies. Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, which was very popular, and then The Dark Knight Rises was the third one in that trilogy.
I haven't seen it.
It was good.
Yeah.
You liked it?
I thought it was really good. I thought all three of those movies were quite good in terms of Batman movies that I've seen. I haven't seen a lot of the older ones, but it's a lot better than anything we've gotten with like Ben Affleck's Batman and this recent one.
Oh, yeah.
La La Land.
Oh, horrible.
I did not like that movie.
Horrible movie.
Well, it ended so sad.
You leave, I did? Yeah, I have no idea how it ended. I literally left terrible. 10 minutes in.
They didn't
in.
End up together.
I watched 10 minutes of it, and I had had enough. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. I don't even know who's in it. Because I had heard so much hype in the first 10 minutes, I was like, this is dumb.
Emma?
Watson?
Emma Stone.
Okay.
And Ryan Gosling.
I like Ryan Gosling.
They're super cute together.
Yeah, I couldn't even. I remember going to see Les Mis, and I wasn't expecting Les Mis to be all basically an opera. I was thinking there'd be singing and acting, and for the first little bit, I was like, oh, this is the worst. Because all the exposition is song, you know? Like I like things that have singing, like musicals, and then they have acting that furthers the story, you know? But then I got to where I did like the Hugh Jackman version of Les Mis, but I took the first half of that.
Did you
I'm
say
like,
you cried?
I probably did. I can't,
what's
I can't
new,
deny
right?
that. Yeah, I can't deny that.
Well, and another one that made the list, The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Because I think it was iconic because, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was the first film that wasn't made to look like it was produced professionally. It was handheld.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's someone that is constantly running or following someone, and you can get motion sickness from watching it. I wouldn't suggest watching it because it does have an R rating and they drop bombs 24/7. But also,
it's terrifying.
Well, I was going to say it's not scary.
Oh, really? See, because sometimes the things you can't see are the scariest things, honestly. Right. And so, like, I think that I didn't make it through the whole thing. Like, I couldn't get, because it was so shaky. Like, I just hold the camera still.
Were you shaking?
And it's scary. I don't
he
like those.
He was the one shaking.
Yeah, I hate scary movies. The concept of it I thought was really good. Like, these people go missing and they find their video camera. And the way they marketed it was genius because people didn't know if it was real or not.
Right.
So that was super smart. And then when you get to it, it's just like the camera's shaking so much, and it's bad acting, and they shot it for under $1 million, and it made a ton of money.
Yeah.
But
I think it was because probably the marketing.
Right, exactly.
You know, and it was this idea of, no, we're really watching someone's home video movie that was found. It's like, no, it's a movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of movies that I really liked that were not critically acclaimed. Point Break would be one of them. The first Point Break, I love that movie. But I could see going Great. Back and watching it, it doesn't stand up. They did a reboot of it,
yeah.
And the reboot was horrible. Because the reboot, they tried to make it into this environmental statement. Like, stop it. It's not about that. The one where they were robbing banks was better.
Point Break originally is Keanu Reeves,
yes,
correct?
And yeah. Patrick Swayze.
It's a good movie.
It's
I
one of
him.
My favorite quotes. My life quotes is in there. Fear causes hesitation, yep. And hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true. Love that.
In regards to surfing.
I'd never seen it, so I was looking at the synopsis.
Oh, you have it?
Oh, it's great.
No, Johnny
it
Utah.
Says, after a string of bizarre bank robberies in Southern California.
The dead presidents.
With the crooks donning masks of various former presidents, a federal agent.
Johnny Utah.
Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Infiltrates the suspected gang.
Yeah, he does.
But this is no ordinary group of robbers.
Nope.
They're
surfers!
Surfers.
Yeah.
Dude. What?
Yeah.
Led by the charismatic Patrick Swayze, who are addicted to the rush of thievery.
Yeah.
But when Utah falls in love with a female surfer,
she taught him how
Lori
to surf.
Petty,
she
who
was
is
great.
Close to the gang, it complicates his sense of duty.
Absolutely.
That sounds ridiculous.
Horribly
oh,
great.
So good.
Yes.
You just have to settle in.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. And I have a feeling the new Top Gun movie is going to be sadly atrocious, but great flying scenes. Mm. Like, I'm really
everything outside of the plane.
I know it's going to be sad. I know. Cruise is looking older, too. Like, Cruise is showing his age a little bit in this movie, which I was a little surprised by. So he's starting to, like, look his age a little bit.
Yeah. Wasn't it here that recently we found out he was younger than the other guy in Top Gun, and we were shocked by it.
Val Kilmer.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, you got any birthdays for us, Rock?
I do.
Bring them.
Let's see. Give me just a minute. Here
you
it is. We have one.
Minute. Okay.
Jamie wants to wish son Isaac a happy birthday. He's turning 11 years old.
The
happy birthday. Happy birthday, Isaac. He said he loves Legos and the Wally Show, and specifically playing with his Lego while listening to the Wally Show.
Best
love
of both
that.
Worlds.
I loved Legos as a kid. I still have Legos in my office that Betty Rock tried to throw out. Isaac, can you believe that? What a horrible person.
Because they were collecting dust, Isaac. Can you believe that?
That's what Legos do.
Yeah, they were Star Wars like Legos. Isaac gets it. But so good.
Here's the question. Isaac wanted to ask if any of you have tried to pursue an acting career.
Oh, it's interesting. It pursued
me. It is interesting.
Me. I
oh,
didn't
it
pursue
pursued
it.
You.
Yeah.
Actually, sadly, you're right.
Yeah, I am right, aren't I? Yeah. Like, I didn't go out and go, oh, I want to be an actor. I got the opportunity to be in, I can only imagine, they came to me. And I know why they came to me, because
why?
They knew I would talk about it. Like, that was the whole reason. Like, it was set up, it wasn't set up through the director at the time. It was set up through the marketing department. So 100% they knew I would run with it and go crazy and talk about it a lot. And I did. And then that led me to other acting roles, and it led me to a friendship with the guys that did the movie. So, like, it worked out great. And I was in American Underdog, voice acting.
Yeah, let's set the record straight.
I was a voice actor in that one because I had heard when I talked to the directors, Andy Irwin, he said, "Well, Zachary Levi, who is the star of the film, has insecurities." And he was like, we have a thing that we cannot hire better looking people than him to do acting face roles. So if you'll notice, everyone in that movie is horrifically ugly. And so they did not have my face on there because it would be a problem. And so they let me do a voice role.
Why must you lie continuously?
True story. You can call him. You can call him.
I will call him, and he will call shenanigans.
As God is my witness. No.
That is a lie.
I swear on Betty Rock's grave.
Yeah. Gee, thanks.
Well, happy birthday, Isaac. Now, I think Betty Rock, you should get a role in a movie.
You know what I would love to do is be the voice of a cartoon character.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be so much fun.
Yeah. I tried that for a while, like when I was in L.A., it's really hard to get into, and I had an in with a cartoon company, so I actually did a pilot and did other projects for them and loved it. It was so much fun. I did like three voices on this one, was the main character, did all the music for it. Like it was, I wrote the songs, and then they flew me to L.A. to have this guy who's great, like produce them all and write them and perform them. And it was truly one of the coolest things I've ever done. It was a lot of fun. And you'd be great at it. You got a cute little voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aww. You could play like a little raccoon or something.
Oh, yeah. I could see her as a raccoon.
That would be fun.
Yeah, with them bags under her eyes. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. Just kidding. It was there. I had to. You know me. I had to.
It was there.
No, not your eyes. It's just the joke. It was there. It was served up to me.
I don't know what got into you today.
I don't know. But we're done. All right. So that's going to do it for your aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.